Welcome to Burrito Quest episode 2.
God damn it!
Burrito Quest 2 episode 26. Los Compas, Relleno, and Chicharrón Burrito.
Which I think is pretty brave of us.
Well, it's brave of you. You're the puss that couldn't fucking figure it out or something.
Take these sodas.
You take those sodas.
So, you guys were telling an antidote?
Right, we're saying...
An antidote?
We're saying...
Like we're curing some poison?
An antidote.
We were saying, hey.
An antidote.
We're poisoned. You have to help us.
Don't make fun of my list, man.
You're poison!
No, we said...
Salsa bro was not working there. Request continue.
Oh, man. Where is that guy?
We said, are your chicharrón burritos crunchy or it's just another very crunchy? And then we saw they have relleno and chicharrón. So we got that.
Well, they also... Ben also said, because if they aren't crunchy, I'm going to scream. It's all you goddamn pussy. And the lady said, don't worry, they're crunchy.
You said that. You said you were going to scream.
I said that I was screaming that I'm not crunchy. So here goes. Here goes.
Oh.
Here we're going.
Oh, here we go. Well, chicharrón got some crunch, dude. Holy shit. I did like the texture of the Las Troncas a little better, though.
I mean, they might be popcorn chicken for all I can tell, though.
Right. That would be fucking cool.
Popcorn chicken burrito?
Popcorn chicken and relleno burrito? That's neat. From the salsa. So this is Los Compas. There's like three of them in Las Cruces, at least. One's out on Highway 70, one's by my house, and one's down on Loman. I don't know if they have more.
There's some beans in this. They're pretty good. The tortilla's kind of nice, and the salsa's pretty good, too.
My tortilla's
it's
a little
actually a pretty good
stale.
Combo.
But
maybe they just left it on the grill a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there, salsa. Oh, yeah. This is like, if last week were hell, this would be the opposite of that.
Did you say if last week was hell?
If last week were hell, yeah.
What's the opposite of hell, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Mahatma?
Mm-hmm. It's Gandhi, dog. What's the opposite of hell?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Here, gotcha.
So, we also, we ran into a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
In Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Where were you guys?
How does that happen? Only on Burrito Quest, man.
It's
Logan and South Shore.
What?
There was a wreck and they had a fire truck and cop cars and traffic was just all boned to hell.
Boned.
But we called the game and asked them if they had burritos. She was like, well, there's a place. That's a place by the university. And
you know what they said?
And she said, I don't think so. They don't know if they have burritos or not.
I'm liking this burrito.
They're getting a little chewier down towards as you get farther in.
Moreno?
Not in a bad way. Like, I like that texture. It's kind of crunchy, but a little chewy. I dig it.
I'm definitely not used to that, but I do dig this one a lot more than the past.
I would eat one of these again.
You didn't
right
like
there.
The Las Troncas one?
No, it just weirded me out. It kind of... Like I said, it kind of tasted like kind of a soggy but not quite soggy honeycomb cereal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it reminded me.
I dug it. Anyway, yeah, we got some nachos too because we decided it would be better if we focused on one burrito instead of always splitting our focus between two.
Because these were an inexpensive burrito, so we almost got two. But this is a pretty good sized burrito.
Okay, so how much was this?
$3.95.
Yeah, they were $4 a piece. And it's okay, I think. I mean,
yeah,
not crazy small.
No complaints here. Well, I'm going to complain.
Okay.
But that's our job, you know.
It's our mandate.
I take this shit seriously.
It's our mission.
We're on a mandate right now.
I know, it's one of our last mandates.
Isaac's moving. Moving away.
Sometime.
Moving to Burrito Quest, all those black bean and rice burritos in Santa Fe.
I thought you were going to say Burrito Quest with black people.
In Santa Fe.
You might.
Never! Just kidding. All our black listeners. African Americans.
That'd be cool.
I would gladly Burrito Quest with anybody.
You know, you could have just said, just kidding. You didn't have to caveat it by saying, in case there's black people listening.
Well, I feel like should be
if there's
specific.
Not, he's not kidding.
Right, that's, yeah, that was kind of what I was... Yeah, thanks for explaining the joke, Ben. You're going to leave me here with this?
Kind of a racist.
Sorry. I wonder if I can, like, Burrito Quest over Skype.
That would be hilarious. You're like, on the air, just chomping.
The video feed is like a minute too slow, so my mouth is full and I'm still talking.
We just post the video feed up and only audio of us, though. It's just me, Isaac, staring straight ahead. Yeah, this is pretty good. I don't know how it's possible.
We'll have to go to Santa Fe with burritos.
Oh, shit. That's true. Burrito Quest might
become some Santa Fe grill to Santa Fe. Do they have Santa Fe grills in Santa Fe? I mean, it's in Santa Fe.
Whoa.
What are they going to call it? Las Cruces Grill?
It is a Las Cruces Grill establishment.
That's not much of a brand name. Maybe
Salsa Bro is hiding
in
Santa Fe. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Where else?
So, early December is what it's looking like for me. Jenny might go up beforehand, but for me, it'll probably be early December.
All right.
Or late November.
You need to go up there and get a jar.
Get a nut. What?
You need to go up and get a nut on.
No. That's what you need to do.
Burped and laughed at the same time.
Did they give us napkins?
Nope, they did not give us napkins. These burritos are too much. Napkins can't contain them.
Well, there's a little grease on my fingers is why I'm asking. Okay. Done.
I'm actually savoring this.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
And you're right. So, the chicharrones got better the closer down.
Yeah. That texture, I think, is improved. And we got some kind of nachos that appear to only have meat on them. Maybe some beans.
Pretty salty,
though. Do you see cheese
on
these?
Pretty salty. I'm getting a lot of salt.
Mine's not too salty. It's pretty good, actually.
Mine's not salty enough.
And Jen's right.
Three Marines.
You know how sometimes you order, like, popcorn chicken and, like, the bottom of it is just, like, the batter and the fat? That's what this kind of tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should talk to Santa Fe Grill about taking their shit up to Santa Fe.
Is it not run that shit?
I don't know.
No, it's from here, I think.
What do I know?
Who gives a shit?
Come on, fuck. I was supposed to be taking pictures of this stupid burrito class. Man, you still got burrito on your hand? That's all I know! What?
Take a picture
in my mouth.
There, video evidence has emerged. I found my camera, I can start doing this too.
I'm great. Finally.
Now that I was
explaining. You know how many pictures of you I have on Burrito Quest? It's fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
Now that I just let it just be pictures of you, Dan.
Yep. It'll be Dan Quest.
Mm. I'll have my offspring quest with it.
Baby Quest.
Let's pit your kids through like all sorts of kooky challenges.
Gauntlets.
Man.
Kooky challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Hold your head upright?
Yeah, that could be a start, man.
I would totally win. For a while.
No, your kid's not. You can't be in Baby's Quest. You're a comic.
I'm going to fucking own that shit.
I'm going to own Baby Quest.
Mm. Is there any more of your salsa? You should finish it off on this. There you go. Oh, yeah.
I'm important.
You're not even doing it. There, that's. God damn it, Dan.
What?
You're bad at this.
Who gives a shit?
Alright, I think we can all agree these burritos were pretty good.
Alright, yeah.
I liked it.
Alright, one of the better ones we've had of late.
Mm hmm.
Yeah. Maybe the best one we've had since Las Broncas.
It is certainly so.
Which it surprises me, because these nachos are shit. And almost all the other food I've ever had at Los Compas, not good. Like really, really, really mediocre Mexican food.
I think I just had stuff like tacos out by store. No. So it was like hard to fuck up in the first place.
Oh, shit.
Ha!
It was closed. No, it didn't spill nothing.
God damn it.
I can't figure my meat out. You know what I'm
saying? Sounds like a ringtone.
I can't figure my meat.
Hold on, Ben's calling me.
Alright, that's fair.
I can get behind that.
So we all done?
Yeah, we're
gonna have to rate some shit.
Okay.
Oh, we should probably... Did we say what the ingredients were?
Mm-hmm.
Chorizo, chicharrón, beans.
Beans.
Yeah.
Cheese. I don't think there's any cheese in it, is there?
Yeah, there was. It's in the Rihanna.
I don't know. I can't see it on these nachos, so it could have been in there for all I know. All right. Yeah, we should rate it. I will rate...
It's hard to think of a rating for something that you like.
Well, I mean, you don't want it to be too good. Part of it. That's what I'm getting after. It's not that good. It's pretty good.
You don't want to overstate your affection.
Yeah. I'm going to rate it... Chuck Norris's Lone Wolf McQuade.
What is that?
It's a movie. Where Chuck Norris is a badass and ends up fighting David Carradine or Keith Carradine, one of the two.
No.
God damn it, Ben, you're ruining my rating with your fucking shenanigans. Flinging meat. I can't figure my meat out.
Bad table manners.
So yeah, when I saw that movie, I was like, holy shit, this is badass. Does not hold up at all.
Lone Wolf.
So I was excited about it at the time. And much like the food from this place, I think I'm excited about this burrito, but I don't think it would hold up over time. Like, I think if we got it again, it'd be like, wow, why was it so good that time we got it?
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's complicated. Makes you think. It's a thinker rating. Thinker.
Thinker?
I'm done.
Hmm.
Somebody else's turn.
Okay.
I'm thinking, man. That's a good one. It's like a thinking.
You got me thinking all over the place.
I think all over myself.
I'm gonna rate.
Yeah, you better come with something good. You're just gonna sound like a douche.
Isn't that Ben's whole shtick on this?
I was talking to you.
I got it.
You got one?
Yeah, that should be my rating. Ben shtick on this show. Cool at first, but it gets old.
No, see, I listened to the original episodes. You didn't like it then either.
Yeah.
I think I pretended not to like it.
You're like
vehemently disliking it.
Makes for better radio.
No, that's not true. Ben,
God damn it.
I only said that because...
I love you.
Is that your rating?
Yeah.
Because, wow.
No, I'm not even making that. I'm trying to make a joke.
What's your rating?
Bungee cords.
Okay. Isaac. Explain yourself.
Must I?
Yeah.
I mean, bungee cords. I forget.
I don't like them.
Well, okay. I do.
I mean, so explain yourself.
I forget about bungee cords a lot.
When you forget about them, when are you like, holy shit, I totally forgot about that?
Sometimes
isn't it more like... Oh, yeah, bungee cord. Well, I mean, I knew those are around, but it's not something I need to pay attention to.
Not on a daily basis.
Like, oh, yeah, light bulbs.
Can I change my rating?
You forget about light bulbs, do you?
I did. No,
I'm tired of this shit.
I just remembered those little swirly ones that are like the safe.
You forget about bungee cords.
Yeah. And then you open up like a bag, you're like, hey, I have some bungee cords here. What can I do with these? Wait, these are great.
Did you move?
That's not a bungee cord.
Yeah,
in a bag?
Like bungee cords.
You know, I think about when you go bungee jumping.
Right, dude.
What are those things?
I guess same thing?
Yeah, they're little bungee cords.
They're cords.
Yeah, whatever.
Cords of bungee.
You're right. Damn it. Well, but when you say bungee cord, I think, oh, well, he's thinking about bungee jumping. Why you forget about it?
I wouldn't rate those bungee
jumping. So you forget you have them?
Well, yeah, I forget I have them lying around. And then they're kind of cool, and you can like stretch them and clip things. I like that.
Yep.
I really want to change my rating to light bulbs now, though. I mean, that was great.
Nope.
So I rate this thing light bulbs, right?
Isaac?
I was going to say, someone used Pringles last week, didn't they?
We ate Pringles last week.
But didn't somebody eat, like, rated Pringles?
I don't think so. I mean, I could check for you, but I'm pretty sure that's no.
I mean, if you were to say, I want to rate it as Pringles, I wouldn't say you rated it that before.
Well, so you're diversifying your shtick now, because you know that's a part of your whole shtick, right?
So what are you rating this?
Are you just sound like you're biding your time.
Pringles. Mm. Not as good as Doritos, but still better than like Pakis.
I'm glad you diversified.
Are they better than Sabritones?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude. I mean, they're good. Pringles are pretty cool.
Pringles would be a good
rating. No, you guys went with dinosaurs last
week. Right, all right. But here's this. Would you rather have a bag of Doritos or a thing of Pringles?
Well, it depends. Like, for a long time, bag of Doritos. Pringles. But then we got those Pringles a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, why are we getting those Pringles? Those are going to be gross. And then we ate them, and they were...
You ate this shit out.
Yeah, they were really good.
Better than spicy nacho.
Yeah.
At that moment, they were.
I prefer at Pringles.
That no, Ben, don't... What does that even mean, at that moment?
It was a moment in time. Between him and his Pringles.
It means everything.
They either are or they aren't, Ben.
There's no absolutes, dude. They'll fall in that trap.
Yeah.
I like Pringles better than Doritos. I'll just say it.
Do you like to shut up?
I would say I like it. But it's there. It serves a purpose. Shut up. Did you rate it, Pringles?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Just Pringles?
All right, so we're going to have to work out some kind of plan.
What's our plan?
Well, we're going to have to work out a plan. I didn't say, here's the plan.
What's the plan?
Well, we have some burritos.
We have like, like 4 weeks.
Right.
Five weeks to dance around me having newborns and you leaving.
Coincidence?
No.
And we have to have...
You're going to look in that cradle and it's going to be my hairy face.
God damn it. I'll punch you in the balls. Come on, it's the only appropriate place.
Come on, Dad. Lay off.
We need Taco Bell before you leave.
Yeah, do we want to make that the last one?
We need to do Taco Bell. We need to do Bosa.
Bosa, yeah. Maybe we should. All right, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make a list of places that we really want to hit before
what about leaves. What about Saturday Quest?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Congratulations.
Yay. You're taking him away from us.
Ho, ho, ho.
She's laughed at me.
What dick? A lot of people laugh at you, man.
We could do lunchtime quests on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And just start...
Or a morning quest banging on these.
But what I'm saying is we need to figure out the ones that we really want to go to. And then do those.
Do we want to go back to something?
Well, here's an idea.
I don't know if Las Trancas has 40 ounces.
We talked about it. Whoa, really?
Yeah. Well, 32 ounces.
Oh. I've been to Bosa Donuts on a Saturday morning. Kind of not as filled up as you would have thought.
But if we get donuts with it?
We get both donuts with it, and they got electrical outlets. Let's hit it up, boys, on site.
And then for lunch...
We're off with potty mouth to be raging against Ben and somebody else's establishment.
You could use...
Okay, we told
shut the fuck up!
You could use happier words like, shut the butterfly up. And put that on it.
Brush our teeth!
Yes.
Yeah.
This
okay.
Is a PSA.
So, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Let's make a list of places we want to go and then we'll figure it out. Let's actually make a plan for once.
I don't want to.
Or we could just.
That's. He picked up his fingers.
Yeah, you don't want that. That
Ben,
fell, that fell
that
on
was
your
when
table.
He couldn't control his meat.
Why would you do that?
Okay.
We could just have Taco Bell from here on out.
Holy shit. All right. On that note.
Hey, Ben, I told somebody about your Taco Bell. About your Taco Bell quest.
And what do they say?
That was dumb.
Was it Rachel?
Yeah. How'd you know?
All right.
I mean, I just wanted to tell you that.
That's okay. It for this week. Bye. Adios!
Fuckers!